Writer Cormac McCarthy has a new book out, the first since the completion of his Border trilogy. Alan Chews has a review of No Country for Old Men.
Like the novels in the Border trilogy, this story straddles the Texas-Mexico line. And it's still extraordinary, beautiful desert, as one of McCarthy's characters, a meditative sheriff named Bell, sees it. The raw rock mountain, shadowed in the late sun, and to the east, the shimmering abscissa of the desert plains under a sky where rain curtains hung dark as soot all along the quadrant. But the meditative opening sequence, from the point of view of Sheriff Bell, hints more at hopelessness than hope. Looming large in the first scene is a murderous sociopath named Anton Shiger, a killer for hire without a conscience, who's turned himself into a sheriff's department just to see if he can make his escape. Within a page, Shiger runs loose in the world once again. In the days, weeks, and months that follow, murder leads to murder, the innocent pulled in along with the more than guilty, and many in between. McCarthy, in his previous blood-steeped books, seemed himself to follow no rule but tell a good story, making beautiful prose, however violent and terrifying. With this new book, he's broadened his vision. Hell is other people, Jean-Paul Sartre had a character announce in his play No Exit. When you hear Sheriff Bell meditate on his own life, you realize that heaven is other people, too.
The book is No Country for Old Men by Cormac McCarthy. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.